Hello. How are you doing today? Are you ready for the last tape of this series? Do you have a pencil or a pen? Let's begin. Open your tape support material book to the section for tape 2310C and look at figure 1. In figure 1, you see 8 words and phrases that you would use in a visit to the dentist. Repeat these words and phrases after me. Are you ready? Listen and repeat. Cavity. Have a cavity. Filling. A loose filling. Decay. Tooth decay. Nerve. Close to the nerve. Novocaine. Inject Novocaine. Numb. Feel numb. Effect. Take effect. Dread. Dread the drilling. That was good. You should already know what all of the words mean. You've just studied them in the lesson. Do you know the last word, dread? It means to be afraid. I hope you don't dread going to the dentist. There's nothing to be afraid of. Now look at figure 2. You see 8 questions with many words missing. I'll read each question 2 times, and I want you to write the missing words in the blank spaces. Understand? Okay, here we go. Listen and write. Number 1. Does he have a cavity? Does he have a cavity? Did you remember to use a capital letter for does? Number 2. Do you have a loose filling? Do you have a loose filling? Number 3. Is there any tooth decay? Is there any tooth decay? I hope you remembered the capital this time, too. Number 4. Is the cavity close to the nerve? Is the cavity close to the nerve? Number 5. Will the dentist inject Novocaine? Will the dentist inject Novocaine? Number 6. Does that side of your face feel numb? Does that side of your face feel numb? Number 7. Will it take effect in a few minutes? Will it take effect in a few minutes? Number 8. Do you always dread the drilling? Do you always dread the drilling? You should have finished. I hope you did a good job. Now let's check to see how you did. Listen to number 1. I asked, does he have a cavity? I hope you wrote does, have, and cavity. Number 2 was, do you have a loose filling? The missing words were you, a, and filling. Number 3 was, is there any tooth decay? You should have written is, any, tooth, and decay. The question in number 4 was, is the cavity close to the nerve? You should have written is, close, to, the, and nerve. Did you remember to write the word is with a capital I? For number 5, the question was, will the dentist inject Novocaine? The missing words were will, the, inject, and Novocaine. Number 6 was, does that side of your face feel numb? The missing words are does, remember the capital letter, of, your, feel, and numb. Number 7 was, will it take effect in a few minutes? The words are will, take, and effect. The last one, number 8, was, do you always dread the drilling? The missing words are do, with a capital D, you, dread, and drilling. Again, do, you, dread, and drilling. Remember, you already listened to and repeated most of these words in Figure 1. Now check your spelling with the words in Figure 1. Well, how did you do? Did you write most of them correctly? You may need these words for the evaluation exercise at the end of the tape, so try to keep them in mind. Now, however, let's go on to the next exercise. But wait, don't forget to write down the number you got correct before you go on to the next one. Now look at Figure 3 in your tape support material. You see 8 groups of 3 words each. I will read you a sentence, but I am not going to finish the sentence. Look at number 1 and listen carefully, okay? Number 1. All around that filling there is... Now look at the 3 choices in number 1. Which word is the best ending for the sentence you just heard? Listen again. All around that filling there is... That's right, A, decay. All around that filling there is decay. You should circle A. Now let's continue. Remember to listen carefully to each sentence and then circle the letter A, B, or C in front of the word which best completes the sentence. Number 2. The cavity is close to the... Number 3. The Novocaine will make my mouth... Four. I always dread the... Five. You can relax for a few minutes while the Novocaine takes... 6. That filling will take a few minutes to... 7. Give it plenty of time to get firmly... 8. Please see the nurse. She'll make another... All right. Let's check and see how you did. Put an X... next to the ones you got wrong. Remember, number 1 was A, decay. Number 2 is C, nerve. The cavity is close to the nerve. Number 3 is also C, numb. The Novocaine will make my mouth numb. Number 4 is B, shot. I always dread the shot. Number 5 is A, effect. You can relax for a few minutes while the Novocaine takes effect. Number 6 is C, harden. That filling will take a few minutes to harden. Number 7 is B, set. Give it plenty of time to get firmly set. And the answer to the last one, number 8, is C, appointment. Please see the nurse. she'll make another appointment. That wasn't too difficult, was it? I'm sure you did it well. Write the number correct down at the bottom of figure 3. Look at figure 4. Again, we're going to practice repeating some words and phrases. In figure 4, you see 8 words and phrases that are used to talk about military customs and courtesies. Listen carefully now and repeat after me. Compulsory. It's compulsory. Courtesy. Show courtesy. Authority. Rank and authority. Violation. It's a violation. Punishable. It's punishable. Appearance. A good appearance. Subordinate. Subordinate officer. Possesses. Possesses privileges. That last one was a bit difficult. Let's try it once more. Listen and repeat. Possesses. Possesses privileges. Go on now to figure 5. Here are 5 groups of phrases or sentences. I'm going to read a sentence to you, and you must choose the one phrase or sentence, A, B, or C, which is the best example of the sentence you heard. We'll do the first one together. Ready? Listen carefully. Number 1. It's compulsory. It's imperative. It's a must. We have to do it. Now you decide which phrase is the best example of something compulsory and circle your answer A, B, or C. Which one did you circle? The correct one is B. In the military, saying sir to officers is compulsory. You must do it. A. Hearing the national anthem and B. Participating in sports are not compulsory. You can do them if you want, but you don't have to. Do you see now what we are trying to do? You find the best example of the phrase or sentence you hear. Let's continue. Number 2. It's a violation. It's against the code, against the law. Number 3. You must present a good appearance. You must look good. Number 4. You should show courtesy. You ought to indicate respect. Number 5. They're subordinate officers. They're under a senior officer. They're lower in rank. Let's look at your answers. We did number 1 already. It was B. The answer to number 2 is A, lying and cheating. The sentence was, it's a violation, it's against the code, against the law. Lying and cheating are examples of violations of the officer's code. If you got it wrong, don't forget to put an X. The correct answer to number 3 is A, comb your hair. Wear clean clothes. The sentence I said was, you must present a good appearance. You must look good. If you want to present a good appearance, you have to comb your hair and wear clean clothes. For number 4, the answer is A. Render a salute to an officer. I said, you should show courtesy. You ought to indicate respect. You show courtesy or indicate respect to an officer by giving him a salute. And the answer to the last one, number 5, is C. Junior officers. The sentence was, they're subordinate officers. They're under a senior officer. They're lower in rank. A subordinate officer is, of course, a junior officer. Now count the number you got correct and write it at the bottom of figure 5. Because you are a military person, it is important that you know the military customs and courtesies that we were talking about in figure 5. So, let's do some more exercises using them. Look at figure 6. In figure 6, you see two columns. One is marked enlisted man, and the other senior officer. Now I'll read you some sentences. If the sentence I read is about an enlisted man, you should mark A for enlisted man. And if the sentence is about a senior officer, you should mark B for senior officer. Got the picture? Do you understand? Okay, let's do sentences 1 and 2. But first, listen to this dialogue between an enlisted man and a senior officer. Then, I will read you the two sentences, okay? Listen.
Good morning, sir. Nice day today.
Yes, it is. Are you going to the picnic this afternoon?
Yes, sir. I'll be there, sir.
Good. See you there. Now listen to my sentences. Mark A if the sentence I read is about the enlisted man, and B if it is about the senior officer. Number 1. The proper use of the word sir is compulsory for him. Number 2. He is expected to salute as an expression of courtesy and to show respect for rank and authority. Now let's continue with some more sentences about enlisted men and senior officers. Listen and mark A or B. Number 3. Violations of the officer's code are punishable. Four, they must present a good appearance and set the examples which a subordinate officer and an enlisted man are to follow. Five, their high rank possesses certain privileges. That probably wasn't too difficult. Let's check to see how many you got right. Mark an X beside any wrong answers. Number 1 is A, an enlisted man. I said the proper use of the word sir is compulsory for him. The enlisted man is the one who must say sir to the officer. For number 2, the correct answer is also A. Listen again. He is expected to salute as an expression of courtesy and to show respect for rank and authority. Again, it is the enlisted man who shows this respect to an officer by saluting first. In number 3, the answer should be the letter B, a senior officer. Here is the sentence. Violations of the officer's code are punishable. The senior officer must follow the officer's code. The answer to number 4 is also B. Listen once more to this long sentence. They must present a good appearance and set the examples which a subordinate officer and an enlisted man are to follow. Of course, it is the senior officer who has to set the example. And last of all is number 5. Again, the correct answer is B. I said their high rank possesses certain privileges. It is the senior officer who is of high rank. Well, how did you do on that? That was the last exercise on this tape. Before we finish, though, you need to count up the number correct and write it down at the bottom of figure 6. Now turn to the evaluation exercise and do it when this tape ends. When you finish, your instructor will check what you have done. This is the end of tape 2310C.